This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
What day is it, Amanda?
It's Monday.
Yay, new underwear day.
No, it's not. Tomorrow's new underwear.
Oh no.
You've stuffed up your cycle now, haven't you?
I'm going to have to wear this one for a month as punishment.
Yeah, who are you punishing, yourself or us?
Both.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How was our weekends, everybody? You had a good weekend?
Fantastic. I went to Sweden.
Did you?
Yeah, I was in Sweden.
Wow, that's a very quick turnaround.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, last week, I remember you saying that you wanted to change your nationality on your birth certificate to
Swedish. I have a lot of affinity with the Swedish people.
Mm.
Yes.
And you want to be known as Sven from now on?
Sven or...
Hans?
No. Maybe Hans, yeah.
Hans is good.
Hans is a bit German.
It's
though.
A little bit German.
Yeah, I don't want to
stick
be German.
Stick with Sven. I like Sven.
No one wants to be German.
Oh, stop.
Even the Germans go, I wish we could change them.
Hey, how are you, Widow? You good?
Good, thank you. Good.
Excellent.
Good. Pumped up for Akmal's deep bass.
Yeah, so this is starting today. Now, just explain all this for
so
us.
So basically, when you hear Akmal cruising along in a car on the show talking about how much he loves deep bass, make sure you call 132710. And look, we could be sending you along to the Newcastle 500.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm, that's a lot of fun. A
lot of bass.
All right, so listen out for Akmal's deep bass. When you hear it, give us a call.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I used to live in a place that was quite insane called Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a beautiful part of Australia. It's the easternmost part of Australia, and it still is. That's how they want to keep it.
Yeah.
They want to change it.
They don't want to change it.
Keep it east.
A lot of hippies there. A lot of people smoking the wacky backy.
Yeah, a lot of wealthy people who are doing other things, more expensive things than the wacky tobacco. A lot of celebrities are moving in there, so they're spoiling the area, really. It used to be a very, but all weird things happen. Weird things do happen. There's a lot of spirituality, a lot of chakra massaging
reading.
And home rescue remedies, which is just another way of making a lot of money from tap water.
Yes. Drink this special water.
Oh, your eyeball's coming out. Try this. Mm. Oh, your eyeball still came out. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, where's my money?
Can I massage your chakra?
Yes. So a woman very recently was driving through the streets of Byron Bay expecting something weird to happen. If you live there, you know
it's going to happen.
That it is.
It's just a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. And it did happen.
Okay.
A big dildo hit her. Hit her car. Exactly. A gigantic dildo. And she doesn't even know where it's from. It could be biblical. It could be like, it's in Revelations. And there will be frogs.
And it will rain from the sky.
Frogs and...
locusts.
Locusts and dildos.
Mm.
You read your Old Testament if you don't believe me.
Wow.
And she got hit with, which is a really weird
thing. Did it damage her car?
Yeah, it did a little bit of damage, but she says she can't take it seriously. That's what she says. She says she's having a good laugh because she's from Byron Bay. She probably abandoned the car or waited for council cleanup and put the car out there.
Maybe she put the dildo out there.
I don't know what she's done with the dildo. Well, it just
someone else will find it if it's just lying on the ground.
Yeah. But you know what the weird thing is? Her friend also was hit by a dildo at a different time. So, it's a plague. It's a plague. When I was in primary school, I was in Kempsey Railway Station going home.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And I found what I thought at the time was a battery-operated rocket.
I thought, how old were you?
I was in probably fifth class. So fifth or sixth class.
Pretty
I don't know.
Young, so you've been 9 years old, 10 years old.
But back then, when you're 10 years old, there was no internet or anything. So you're extra naive as well.
Yes.
I thought, wow, look at this rocket. It had like a gold-plated top. Not gold-plated, but it was gold in colour and metal. It was big.
Oh, my God. What did you do with it?
I took it home.
Oh, my God.
And I asked my mum. I asked my mum if I can buy batteries for it.
Oh.
It was extra large batteries.
What did she say?
I can't remember. I think she just... the thing is, she wouldn't have known what it was either.
No. She was a religious lady.
She was a very religious lady. And
so you just kept the gold rocket, did you?
I mean, Egyptians aren't big on dildos. They're big on pyramids. That would hurt, wouldn't
it? That's a whole different story.
Battery-operated pyramid.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
In my mind, I didn't know this was where we were at, but we're at this this place, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where flying motorbikes are a thing.
Are they?
Flying motorbikes. Now, I want you to think part drone, part mini helicopter, part motorbike.
Right. Now, this is real.
This is real. This isn't made up. This isn't.
You didn't have like one of those milkshakes that you get from Bali on the weekend.
No,
with
I did
mum?
Not. I did not. Mum's in town. How would I do that with my mum in town?
Well,
and I wouldn't do it anyway.
Your mum wouldn't let you.
No,
she?
Mum.
She's a lovely woman.
She is.
She's coming in later.
She is. We're going to chat to mum later.
Mm.
But seriously, so this is like a flying motorbike. Now, there's sort of a one of those startup companies that have made this,
but they've
sold them to the Dubai Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
So the Dubai Police Department are now testing the flying motorbike to see if it should get maybe 30 or 40 of these so that they can kind of go as first responders to places that might be a bit hard to get to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Dubai.
How incredible is this? In Dubai, yeah.
Yeah.
So they reckon these hover bikes are going to be in action by 2020.
Oh, yeah. 2020, that's not long.
It's not far away. It's like a couple of years away. A
couple of years, we've got flying bikes.
Flying hovercraft bike
but
things.
But they're also Arab police, so they'll have that headgear and it'll be like, they look like sailing ships in the sky.
They will.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, wow, I just find this incredibly fascinating. Like, imagine the time when we've all got hover bikes and we're all having to move around the world in the air. I mean, that's scary.
As long as it's not only the cops who have them. Because, you know,
apparently you can still buy these, right? So at the moment, they're still available for civilians to buy at $150,000 each, which strikes me as being rather cheap.
It's very cheap.
For a hover bike.
In fact, the next caller will get a free flying bike.
Okay. Al, get on that. Producer Al, sort that out.
And a ticket to the league.
To Legends of League.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the day that we're all hovering around on hover bikes?
Yeah, yeah. No, you see, when the day that comes when we're all hovering on motorbikes, I'm going to be in my car because that way I can get away from the cops really easily. Just go into an alley where they can't fly.
They can't fly.
Or just go down in there and that's the problem. See?
Well, I just think it's just another way for Central Coast people to tailgate each other.
Sky tailgating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mate, go around me. There's plenty of space.
Yeah. There's a whole sky full of space.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Do you remember the day that, because we're old enough now. Mm. We're from a generation that is getting on in years.
You're a bit older than me, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, but I'm younger in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't produced babies.
I don't know in what ways you're younger than me, because you are, seriously, you sleep all day like an old person, your bladder's not working properly, you're pretty old.
No, but I sleep, that's why I'm so young, because I don't do anything.
Because you don't do anything.
That's right, I do as little as possible, and even the things that I really have to do, I'm always late.
You're sort of like a guy in a nursing home, but without the nursing home.
I know, that's terrible, I need someone to... Nurse,
wipe your bum for you.
Nurse, it happened again.
Stop it.
And bring me back the remote. Who took the remote?
Oh, my God. You're going to be such a pain in the ass when you're older.
All right. It's enema time.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready.
Right, move on. What are we old enough to remember?
Well, do you remember the day that colour TV came in?
No, so that is a little bit older than me.
You don't remember that day?
No, so I was born in 72, so I've always had colour.
You're born in 72?
Yeah, we always
had
colour.
So when did it come in? Like,
came in just before that. I think it was around 69. So was it?
No.
It was more before that?
No, it was after that. In Australia, I mean.
In Australia?
Yeah, yeah. No,
we're just Googling it now. Well, how old do you reckon you were when you...
I was about maybe 11, 12.
Are you sure that wasn't just when you personally got a colour TV?
Yeah, or when my eyes, my colour came back to my eyes.
Hang on, here we go.
Colour TV was introduced to Australia in 1975.
75?
Oh.
You just had poor parents.
Wow.
That's according to Wikipedia, so...
I don't think we had a telly.
You didn't have a
telly. We can ask mum later when she comes in.
Yeah, mum will remember. Darling, we had a horse and cart and we used to look at that a lot.
So hang on. See, do you remember the moment that you had
colour TV? All these people were around this shop and Saturday morning when Daryl Summers was cool and he had hair and probably still has hair, but and I remember thinking, wow, Aussie Ostrich is pink.
Yeah.
I never realised it was pink.
Wow.
And it was pink. Anyway, so this article today surprised me. It says that in England, which is a strange place because they have a licence, you have to have a TV licence.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. You have to apply for a licence to watch TV, which is odd.
Well, you know, you apply to drive a car.
Mm.
I wonder if you go for a TV test,
see
if you can watch TV properly.
If you're qualified.
Yeah. I'm sorry, failed on the watching TV thing.
You don't change channels quick enough.
You don't change channels. You go out and leave
Sorry, mate. No licence for you.
And if it runs out halfway through the show... gone. That's it. It's a terrible way to live. But this article says that over 7,000 people, 7,000 Britons are still watching black and white TV.
7,000 people have still got a black and white TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That is remarkable in 2018.
It is remarkable. Maybe they're old and the colour in their eyes have been drained and there's no more colour.
Wow. Why would they hang on to the? Is it nostalgia or why would these people?
Poverty,
stupidity. Maybe. The thing is, right, if they're watching TV in black and white, how are they going to know, you know, which one's the Sleepy Wiggle and which one's, you know, Jeff and which one's Lockie and,
these
you know
are very
what I mean? What about the Teletubbies? One of them's red, one of them's purple. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you know who Tinky Winky is?
Well, it's just like different shades of grey.
Different shades
of
grey.
Which is a different thing altogether.
That's right.
Yeah, that was in full colour. That film was deceptive, but it was a bit naughty. But I'm interested to know if anyone is still watching black and white.
There's nobody. I doubt very much because we've got digital TV now. You couldn't actually use a TV, could you?
Yeah, you could.
A black and white one?
I think you can get a digital signal, but it has to come through an analog cable. I don't know how it works, but yeah.
I thought you'd know how it works.
Nah, there's no one watching black and white TV in this country.
I reckon there's got to be one or two.
One old dude who's got one in his shed.
If you are watching black and white TV on the coast, 13:27:10.
Listen. I will eat my hat. I'll eat your hat if anybody calls because it's not going to happen.
You can eat my hat any time you want to.
Mm.
It's quite nice. Now, if someone is genuinely watching black and white TV, I'm going to give them a colour TV from Domain.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
That's very generous of you.
Does Domain know about this yet?
Well, they don't know.
You're going to pay for it, right?
No. Mr. Domain.
Okay.
Mr. Domain. I've met him. He's a nice bloke.
Okay.
You know, he seems all right.
He's lovely from Domain. He's going to donate. I'm sure he'll help out. But I doubt very much we're going to find anyone who's still watching black and white. But if this is you and you've got a black and white television and you watch at 13:27:10.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You're Egyptian and...
Egyptian born, yes.
Egyptian
correct.
Born.
Who are you from? Immigration or
no?
Good.
No.
You're looking at a paper then saying you're Egyptian.
You're Egyptian. Let me see your papers. Let me see your passport.
You've been undercover this whole time.
Well, you know that a few years back there was a lot of trouble in Egypt, and really Egypt hasn't recovered from the turmoil that happened, about 7 or 8 years ago?
Mm. 2011.
11, was it?
11,
yeah. A lot of problems there with the government, and so tourism's really dropped off for Egypt since that moment, so it's struggling.
Well, people on their holidays don't want to be blown up.
Well, that's funny
fair
about
enough.
That. Yeah,
some people do. They go, I wouldn't mind being blown up on the holidays.
But
you know?
Most people don't.
Most people don't want to live. Yes.
Mm. So what they're doing is they're actually excavating more and more and trying to make more sort of discoveries to kind of boost tourism.
Yes, yes.
And so I've noticed in the last little while there's been a lot of articles about finds in Egypt, like, you know, new tombs and things like that. And they've found a new tomb and they've actually discovered a rare collection of mummified scarab beetles and cats.
Cats
that have been mummified.
Yeah,
so they're going to open this tomb in the coming weeks, but they've already found these mummified cats, like a lot of them, and scarab beetles. I didn't even know you could mummify a beetle.
Oh, yeah. They dug up an ancient historical sort of animal shelter. That's what they did. It was like lost cats in Egypt. No, that they worshipped cats.
Yeah, cats were really special,
cats were
weren't
like
they?
Gods.
Yeah.
And the way they act, they think they're God. That's what they do. That's probably how it came about. But cats were sacred.
Mm.
That's right.
Imagine trying to get the cat all wrapped up to be a mummy. Imagine the moment where you've got to grab the cat and then...
Yeah.
Oh, stay still. Got to wrap you up here.
So all these mummified cats exist. I think Donald Trump, on his next visit, he can go and grab a pussy for himself and take it home.
Oh, he could indeed.
Mm.
He could indeed.
Yeah. There you go.
The little scarab beetles come in tiny little sarcophaguses.
Well,
sarcophagi?
Yeah.
Sarcophaguses. Mm. Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
They come in tiny little coffiny things.
The scarab beetle was in a superstitious sort of world, supposedly brought good luck. It was for good luck, so people carried it, scarab beetles.
You're like my little scarab beetle, aren't you? My little Egyptian scarab beetle.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you a bite.
I don't think they bite.
Well, don't they?
They've got big claws. No, you're right. Oh, yeah.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Speaking of Facebook, I had a really embarrassing moment yesterday with my ex-husband.
Oh, no.
So my ex-husband and I have been split up for about 7 years. We're divorced now, but yeah, it was done quite well as far as those things go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And our priority was the kids and making sure that we co-parented them well and that they both felt loved. And so we've been trying very hard over the years, and we're still friends. Like, you know, we go to each other's.
Kids.
Hey?
You and your kids are still friends?
No, me and my ex-husband are still friends.
Ex-friend. Because you can't have ex-children, can you?
No, you can never have ex-children.
Yeah, my ex.
No, you can never divorce your kids.
Never. You never really divorce your ex-husband if you have kids.
Well, that's right. They're always a part of your life, which is why I reckon do it well, because then you can be friends and you can co-parent together well.
Sometimes it's hard.
I know sometimes it's hard. It's not for everyone. But
some people marry idiots.
Exactly.
Do you, Jenny, take this idiot...
If they
were honest about it, this cheating bastard, selfish prick.
It's getting a bit excited there. Language. Yeah. Anyway, my husband and I, my ex-husband and I are quite good friends. And so we go to each other's houses for dinner. We hang out with the kids together and stuff. And it's quite good. That's until last night.
Uh-oh.
So last night he came over for dinner with mom and the kids, and it was a bit of a farewell to Coco, who's heading off overseas.
Good luck, Coco.
So we're all there and we're having dinner and stuff, and Coco says, "Why don't we get a group chat going on Facebook so we can all keep in touch while I'm overseas?
Good idea.
I only have to tell you once what's going on, and you and Dad can read it, and it means, you know, that we're all in the loop together." And I thought, great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we're setting up the group chat, and she's invited her brother, and she's invited me, and she's invited Rowan, her dad, my ex, and we're all going, yes. And then I said, "There's a problem. I can't do the thing because, you know, Rowan, you're not popping up on the group chat. You're not there. What's going on?" And my son says, "Let me have a look." I'm going, "I don't know what's going on." And I'm going, "You've blocked me. How could you have blocked me?" And I'm accusing him of blocking me on Facebook and all this sort of stuff. My son grabs the phone, goes, as kids do, and goes, "No, Mum, look. You blocked Dad."
Oh.
It was the most embarrassing moment. So my kids are going, "Why have you blocked Dad?" And I'm going, I don't remember blocking Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Subliminally. They're going, "When did you block him? When did you block him?"
About seven years ago?
Yeah, probably. Mm. And I forgot all about it. And we're actually good mates now. And I can't believe that all that time ago I blocked him. And now I feel really embarrassed. So I had to unblock him and then ask for him to be my friend.
Really? You should now delete him.
Oh, no. I've got to No, I want to be his friend. But it was just one of those really embarrassing moments.
That does sound embarrassing. Yes,
to ask him to be my friend. And now we're all on the group chat together.
But you say, like, when you're on Facebook, he keeps popping up. Did you say that?
Akmal.
No, I'm just...
You have to make everything dirty.
I wasn't going
to... You are.
Excuse me.
Enough.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
This is quite a remarkable story that I wanted to share with you, and I think mothers everywhere will be loving this story. Well, I mean, some mothers may not love it. I reckon
fathers.
It's going to be one of those stories that divides people. Well, fathers might like it too.
Fathers keep listening.
Okay. There was a lady who was on a plane and she had a baby with her, and the baby was crying. And I know everyone goes, "Oh, crying babies on planes is so annoying." Mm. Imagine being the parent who's trying to settle their baby on a plane, right? It's really hard.
And it's much more annoying hearing a crying adult.
Well, yes.
Oh, God, shut him up. God's sakes.
Exactly right. But it's really difficult for parents who have crying babies on planes. So please just try and be a little bit empathetic if you're on a plane with a crying baby.
Yes.
And this poor woman... she had this baby who wasn't settling, and so one of the flight attendants came over and said, "Is everything all right? You know, can we do anything to help you?" And this woman said, "I've run out of baby formula. I've left all the formula at home, and I've got no formula with me."
What an idiot.
Well, maybe, but also just, you know, as a mum, there's lots to remember. And
well, feeding your baby would be a priority.
Well, yes, okay, but she ran out.
Packed in her mask to sleep and her head rest and... I bet you didn't forget any of that.
Don't you judge her. You're not a parent.
That's right. I'm in a very good position to judge.
So anyway, this poor lady, she said, "Oh, I've run out of milk and I've got..." And this flight attendant actually had a baby at home, you know, obviously being looked after, but she was breastfeeding. She said, "Do you want me to breastfeed your child for you?"
Oh, yeah.
And so this woman said yes. So they went up to the top part of the galley area, mm-hmm. and she brought her baby. And the flight attendant breastfed her child, which mm-hmm. calmed her right down until she fell asleep. And the woman went back to her seat.
That's
I think
beautiful.
That is a remarkable story.
I mean, whatever that airline is, if you are traveling on that airline, if you're having coffee, don't have it with milk.
Oh, my God, Akmal.
No, I'm just saying, just be careful, right? Because that would be a weird sight. Right?
That would
just
be a very weird sight.
Would you
sign.
Like milk with that? You know, yeah. No,
I have to say, I squirted my brother with my breast milk. I know that sounds disgusting, but he was being really annoying.
Yeah,
he was being really annoying, and his wife was breastfeeding. We were all breastfeeding in my family at the same time, so we were all used to having our boobs out.
Get your tits out, everyone.
Don't say that word. It's
why?
Boobs.
Why is boobs less offensive?
It is, but anyway.
But tits sounds like a like.
Oh, Akmal, stop it!
It sounds like a nickname of someone. Hey, tits, come here.
Anyway, you know,
anyway.
He was being really annoying, just squirted him.
Did he shut up from what he was doing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, gross! I'm going. Well, there you go. That'll teach you.
That's fantastic. Oh, that should be a weapon. That should be like, you know, the way we fight the Taliban.
I tell you what, considering she was breastfeeding, mm-hmm. they definitely weren't flying Virgin.
Weirdo.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Akmal, you told us something this morning and it just made me and Widow just go, oh,
yeah.
Akmal.
No, look, I'm renting at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't like renting because I've been a homeowner and I've been stupid with my money, so I lost a house and now I'm renting.
I know, but the thing is, Akmal, when you've got your own home, you can be a slob because it's your home.
Oh,
it
yeah.
doesn't matter. But when you're renting...
It's someone else's home.
It's somebody else's
but
home.
These people, you know, they're very prompt with the inspections, but when we ask for something like, you know, get rid of the asbestos in the fuse box, yeah, nah, that could wait. So, resent
did you
that.
Did you have an inspection on the weekend?
Well, I forgot that we had an inspection,
and I
was at Erin Affair having my usual, chai bowl and muesli and toast.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very
beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
look
forgetting.
At you.
And I was listening to my audiobook, and it was beautiful and sunny day. I thought, what, you know, this is perfect. My life is perfect. And then I go to my home, and there's two cars parked, and then I remembered, oh, no. This inspection, they sent me four reminders, and I still forgot.
God.
Luckily, the door was open, and they went in, and I just went back to Erin Affair and had another coffee.
You didn't go in?
No, I couldn't go in. No. That's the whole point.
You drove away?
I drove away. I went back.
Okay.
Now, the place was in a terrible state because my wife... And I'm not saying that she should be doing all the cleaning or anything, but we're very opposite. She's a cleanliness nut.
And you are a filthy slob.
Well, for example, she goes too far, though. Like, you know, when she makes a toasted sandwich, she insists on using a plate. Oh,
no, I think that's most people.
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
So listen, okay, wait a minute.
So she's been away for a month now, looking after her dad in Canberra.
That's right.
And I'm not dirty, but I'm lazy. Like a little bit of
column A and a little bit of column B.
Maybe, but I like being clean if someone else does it.
Mm.
You know, I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can put up with a fair bit of filth.
Yep.
I don't mind
filth. Paint the picture for us, Akmal. So what would the house inspectors who were coming in to do their rental inspection, what would they have seen?
Well, every room. Look, the thing is, I have muesli every morning, right, before I come to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, the next day I go to have muesli again. I go, now, this plate has got a bit of muesli in it left. Should I clean it and use it again?
Or should I leave it in the sink?
Sink? That's a thought.
You just leave it around the house.
I'll just leave it around the house. And then the next day I go, okay, now should I clean it or use a new one? I go, nah, use a new one. You know.
So you had dishes everywhere, right? So stuck on muesli.
The ants were trying to get the muesli. Because some honey spilled.
So you got honey everywhere.
And so the ants, like thousands, like literally thousands, like
an infestation of ants on the honey
that
biblical,
you left. It was biblical ants, like kind of Moses would have sent.
Moses could have parted the ants.
That Moses, yes. It was all over the place. The carpet was filthy.
When was the last time you cleaned your shower?
Clean the shower?
That's a never.
Silence speaks volumes.
What about the clothes situation? You probably
have... The shower cleans itself. There's water coming down and there's soap coming off my body.
Okay, what about the clothes situation? Did you have a wardrobe going on?
Yeah, I had a huge mountain of clothes that have been cleaned, luckily. I washed them all because I thought Kate was coming soon. So there was a Mount Olympus of sheets and underwear and other things.
Wow.
And the place hadn't been... throat. Like there was no air going through it for a long time. And,
wow.
And yes.
So
and
do you think they're going to kick you?
There was no toilet paper. There was no toilet paper, but there was a lot of these cardboard, you know, what do you call them?
The cardboard rolls.
The cardboard rolls. There were thousands of them. I could have built my own house from the.
And, oh my God, you slob. Okay.
But then
do you think
left.
They're going to kick you out now?
We're leaving anyway. Because they've been idiots.
All right. Well,
they've been idiots.
I would love to know if anyone has failed a house inspection. Because I don't know what happens when you fail these things.
Well, I don't know either.
I don't know what happens.
Yeah, you can probably stay another.
I reckon you failed your house inspection.
Nah.
I reckon you have.
No, they're trying to keep us because, you know, we're one of those rare people who actually pay the rent.
Yeah.
You know, even though they don't deserve it.
Well, what is Akmal's future? 13 27 10. Call now. Have you ever failed a house inspection?
Yeah, and look, you know, if you are one of these people that inspects the houses for a job, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah.
Imagine the way. I bet there's one worse than
mine. No way is there one worse than yours. Mark from East Gosford's given us a call. Morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How are you?
G'day, fabulous. Mark. Thanks for giving us a call. What's your story?
I work for myself. I do renos and demos. A few years ago, I got a phone call from a real estate agent in South Hurstville to come and do some repairs to a kitchen floor.
Yep.
There were some Maoris living there, and they'd removed the floor and put a hungi in.
They'd remove the kitchen floor and bury... And what's a hungi?
They bury food. Underground.
Well, they bury food and they cook it and they had an open pit in the underground part of the house.
That's unreal.
Oh my God.
Was it a first floor or a second floor? That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
It was a ground floor.
Oh, luckily.
Oh my God. So they just dug out the floor.
Imagine if it wasn't people on the lower floor going, wow, we've got some Maori food coming from the ceiling.
Are you hungry?
They done a runner and then the real estate agent just kept their bomb that didn't cover the repair bill.
Oh, wow. Oh. So it didn't even cover it. Look at that.
No, that's...
Wow, Mark. That's an interesting story. Great story. We're going to send you along to the Legends of League. Well done. Enjoy
they
that.
They dug a hole in the kitchen.
They just dug a hole in the
that's
kitchen
fantastic.
Floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a place in Brighton Les Sands in Sydney, and we rented it out to what we thought were decent people, and the woman... rented it out as a brothel. She made it into a brothel. Yeah.
No way.
And they had bikers come in. Like her friends were all bikers. And we were scared to ask them to go out.
Scared to kick them out.
Yeah. Because they're all like criminals. They'd come in and, well, I don't know if they were criminals, but they certainly, the person in charge of the unit, you know, when they have a woman
who's. The strata.
Yeah, yeah. She was really vigilant. And she would notice, you know, she was like Mrs. Kravitz from the Bewitched.
Yes.
Remember that?
Gladys Kravitz.
No one remembers that. But anyway, and all these men would come in at all odd hours of the night, and then we realized she was using it as a brothel. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's funny now.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
We got Trump news now. We need a little thing that goes Trump news.
All right. Trump news.
Well done. Excellent.
Let's say China.
There you go.
Well, perfect.
That was me.
There's always Trump news. There's always embarrassing stuff. Yeah.
The leader of the free world.
I know. And we all mock him. No. Bring back Obama. God, wasn't it great when we had Obama and we just all felt inspired and, you know, uplifted.
Bring back Reagan. Dig him up. See what happens. I bet you he's still... You know, he'd still be more effective, maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, Remembrance Day was yesterday, and I took Mum to the
I forgot.
Did you?
I forgot Remembrance Day.
Well, maybe you should have a minute silence, you know, after the show.
Well, not now.
We're not doing it now.
No. But you missed,
I need you to talk to me now.
It was a joke, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, you forgot. I get it.
I get it now.
Well, Mum and I
Sorry if it's complicated.
Mum and I went to the entrance for Remembrance Day. It was a really moving ceremony. It was really fantastic. And there were a lot of people there because it was the 100 years since the Armistice.
Big one, yeah. So big anniversary.
And it was excellent. And a lot of people were remembering around the coast.
Now, there are no survivors from World War I anymore, are there?
I don't think. I don't know. I wouldn't like to say because I don't know. There might be some old dude.
For memory, I think the last Anzac died a couple of years ago.
The Nazis live long. Mm. It's funny that. The Nazis. There's guy 92.
Different war, mate.
World War II.
That's World War II. World War II. We're talking about 100 years since the end of the war.
I see. I'm glad we talked.
Anyway, Mr. Trump was scheduled to pay tribute at a ceremony. He was supposed to go with Melania to this Remembrance Day ceremony. And unfortunately, it was raining and he pulled out saying that the rain just prevented him from going. It was logistical. He couldn't get there in his helicopter.
Poor guy. Well,
poor guy. It's raining. You know, I can't make
his hair would have been messed up and he would have looked like a cockatoo. Or that the first part of that animal's, you know, the thing is, I bet you his argument would have been, look, you know, these World War One veterans suffered and died and sacrificed their lives so I can have the freedom to be comfortable and not wet.
And not landing in my chopper.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't go. And one of the guys that did actually help President Obama said that he'd planned his trips for 8 years and said, there's always a wet weather option. There's always a rain option to get people where they need to go.
Oh, yeah.
So, no. Trump, you slack.
Very slack.
You should have been there.
But speaking of wet weather, this is. Have you been to a wet T-shirt competition?
No,
doesn't matter.
No,
anyway,
I haven't. No, why would I?
No, they're terrible. It's
awful.
Thing.
What are you talking about?
I just went once to kind of, you know, confirm that it was awful and very terrible.
Really?
No, just out of research.
Disappointed in you.
No, no, I went for research for this show.
Okay.
I did it for you.
Great.
Why are we talking about this?
Because, well, I'm getting to that. Just be patient.
Okay.
What's the hurry? It's
because
Monday.
Because you're being rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm saying this is what happened, right? This girl wanted to protest President Trump, and this has always been a mystery for me. So she ran up to his motorcade, topless, right? Now, you know, from what we know about Trump, that's not really a protest.
No.
That's an invitation.
It is.
You know?
What was she protesting?
She was protesting the fact that he was a warmonger, which he is, of course. They're all criminals.
Yeah.
But you know, he would have as his car went by and he saw this naked girl, he would have thought to himself, yeah, it's good to be the king. It's good to be president.
Yuck.
Now, I just want to point out, if any listener is offended by anything I've said and they want to protest, feel free. It's a free country.
You are a dirty man.
It's a free country. They can protest if they wish.
Don't be creepy.
Is that creepy?
Yes.
Yeah, a little.
Why?
Yeah.
Everything is creepy now.
Don't be Trump. Don't be Trump.
I don't.
You got nothing to say.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I wanted to tell you about a video that's doing the rounds. You might see it on the telly tonight, I reckon, or maybe on your feed on Facebook. There's been a video of a guy at his son's soccer match in the UK. Now, his son plays for the under eight, so he'd be about 7 years old. That's really young to be playing, right? So they're just basically having a kick of soccer. They're all just running around. I mean, when my son played soccer and he was that age, they all just move around the ball like a pack of flies. Like they kind of like nobody really knows what they're doing. They're all just running together.
They barely know which direction to run.
They don't even know which direction half the time. And the goalie's usually standing there picking their nose, you know, not paying attention. So really, it's
sounds
not
like me playing soccer.
Yeah. Well, you don't really need to get serious about it because it's the under sevens, right?
Everyone's just fun.
It's just a bit of fun.
Bit of fun.
Anyway, this dad. Not in England. This dad took it too far, Akmal.
What happened?
Phil Hatfield, 35 years old, he has been accused of interfering in the match with his 7-year-old. Now, his 7-year-old was the goalie.
They call him Hatfield the Interferer.
Yes, they do. Yes.
What happened?
Hatfield the Interferer was standing next to his son, who was in the goal square as the goalie.
Yeah.
And the opposition started to come towards the goal.
Yeah.
And the opposition kicked the goal towards the goal. And Hatfield the Interferer pushed his son, his 7-year-old son,
onto the ball
to stop it.
Wow.
Going through the goal.
It's almost like you remember those board games you used to get and the soccer and little figurines?
Yeah.
And he used to play. You know, maybe it was like he picked him up and went
poof. Yeah.
He thought it was a board game.
He effectively just pushed his son to the ground to stop the ball.
He shoved his son to the ground and stopped the ball. But then the ball went out and they kicked a goal anyway.
Why didn't he gaffer tape the kid to just spread eagle on the you know, like gaffer tape his hands.
I think that's his next move.
To either side of the goal, you know. God.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, I want to talk about something really awesome that happened yesterday for me. And I think this is worth celebrating. And I think it's a good thing.
What happened?
Well, my ex-husband came over for dinner. We were celebrating my daughter going overseas mm-hmm. soon. And so we had the ex-husband there and mum's there, obviously, because mum's over from Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
My son, my daughter, myself. We had
a family reunion, really.
Well, a family get-together. We had a barbecue. It was lovely. Mum made a pavlova, yeah. which was sensational.
Made cookies.
She made a pavlova.
Mm.
And so we were all there and my ex-hubby says, can I borrow your lawnmower?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yeah, that's fine, but I need to do it first. Like my lawn, my back lawn needs doing every week or so at the moment because it's growing really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, so I need to do it before you grab the mower. And he said, well, I'll do it for you. So he just jumped outside. I was busy cooking and he jumped outside and mowed my lawn for me.
That's
he
nice.
Cut my grass.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really nice thing to do.
He cut your grass again. Could he come and do mine?
No.
No, why not?
No, I don't think so.
Is it because I'm ethnic?
No, it's not because you're ethnic.
Because he doesn't know me?
Well, he works. He's a normal person with a job. He's not like Jim's mowing or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What, he got a free cut done?
I thought that was really good of him.
This is what I do all the time. I convince people to do things for me, you know, and put them in a position where they have to. Mm. Say yes.
Mm.
You know,
you do that.
Yeah, come and vacuum and you can have the vacuum afterwards. Keep it. Yes, it's expensive, but things get done.
You're an idiot. Tell you what, if I'm going to come and get a free vacuum, I'll come and vacuum your house. If you give me a free vacuum.
Come and vacuum my house.
Is it a good vacuum?
Oh, yeah.
I hope it is.
Oh, it sucks.
Anyway.
Really well.
I want to celebrate being friends with your ex-spouse because I think this is a good thing and I thought it was really nice for you to do it.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about it all that much.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know many people that have that experience.
I know, because often things end badly and whatever. And, you know, I'm not saying we haven't been through our tough times, but now that we're sort of 7 years down the track, you know, it's nice to be friends with your
children.
Ex. You've got children together.
If those two humans didn't come out of you, you could have just, you probably would not ever see him again.
Well, maybe.
You could just go.
I want to know, though, if people are friends with their ex-spouses. I'd love to celebrate this. If you're one of these people that is friends with their ex-spouse,
Girlfriend, boyfriend. No girlfriend, boyfriend, right.
You were married to them.
I had a girl living with me in my unit. It was like a one-bedroom studio.
Mm.
And then we broke up and then she wouldn't leave because she couldn't find another place. So for 6 months, I know.
That's awkward.
I had to sleep on the couch.
Oh,
what a loser.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, 13, 27, 10. Are you good friends with your ex-spouse? We could send you along to Legends of League together.
Yeah, get you some tickets and you can take the ex with you. How fantastic. Yeah. Let's celebrate this. Producer Al's come in to tell us a story about this. We're asking if you're good friends with your spouse.
Yeah, a family friend in Brisbane. He is now in a same-sex relationship in his 50s, I think, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in a relationship with a woman, married her, had kids with her, and I asked him the question one day, and having been raised throughout like the 70s and the 80s, apparently it was condemned to be homosexual.
Yeah, he would have had a tough time back
then. Yeah, so he just conceded and married a woman, had kids, and it wasn't until now pretty much where equality is accepted where he has come out as gay, and now he's best friends with his ex-wife.
Wow, that's a great story, isn't it?
They're an amazing three-part family, There's two dads and
that's awesome.
One mom. It's really cool.
I love stories like this. Colin from Wyoming's given us a call to share his story. Hi, Cole.
Hey, Colin.
Yeah,
hey,
Colin. Good. Are you really good friends with your ex-wife, partner?
I am.
Yeah?
I am, yes. Yeah, I believe that, you know, you never really fall out of love. There's always a bit of love there, but you're just not in love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very married now. I've been married for 17 years to another woman, and she gets on great with my ex as well.
So you all hang out?
We have one, not a great deal, but when a family do's on, we get together, you know, and we associate, and, you know, it's good for us. It shows respect for our son, you know, that you don't have to be bitter.
That's true.
There's enough agrimony in the world now, you know. You don't need to show that in front of children, even though he's not a child anymore. He's like 22 years old or something. But I just believe, you know, why be enemies?
Yeah, I love this attitude, Cole, because it is a great example for the kids.
You know, when you say why be enemies, it's the lawyers who say, why be friends?
Yeah, it's the lawyers that want you to argue.
Where when you're, if you're enemies, I can make so much more money.
Exactly. Hey, Colin, thank you for sharing your story. Really appreciate it. We're going to send you along to Legends of League. Stay there. We'll get some details from you. There you go. Make peace, everyone. Make peace.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
And it's a big moment for me because my mum, who lives in Adelaide, has joined us in the studio.
Yay.
Right. Hello, mum.
Hi, guys.
You weren't expecting her. She's coming in to check on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You forgot your lunch.
Oh, is that what it is? It's so funny because you're so tiny, mum. We've had to lower the desk and hoik up your chair so that you can actually even just reach the microphone.
Well, my feet don't touch the floor.
No, you don't.
No.
They never do.
Well, welcome. This is the show. This is Widow. This is Akmal.
Hi, Widow. Yes. Hi, Jan.
Hello.
Yes. Look, see you in the flesh.
I know how you feel about their feet not touching the floor. It must be great when you travel. And sometimes I get upgraded. And they
do
say,
you?
Yeah, the last thing they say is quite insulting, Jen. What? They say, enjoy the leg room. I don't need the leg room.
Neither does mum.
No.
Yeah.
She looks very funny standing next to our tall producer, Big Al, who is quite large, nearly 2 metres tall.
Yes.
Anyway.
When we travel, economy class is business class.
Mm.
Definitely.
For us.
There you
definitely
go. For us.
We got Mandy's mother, who is a grandmother, and Widow was insensitive enough to play Are You Old Enough? That's very rude.
Mum, it's great to have you in the studio. Great to have you on the Central Coast. It's nice that you've come to visit us.
Beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. And, I mean, last night we had a family barbecue. It was fantastic. You made a beautiful pavlova. It was delicious. And then after dinner, what happened?
Well, the kids wanted to watch some YouTube clips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My kids. Mm-hmm. My
yes.
kids.
Yeah.
Your kids wanted to watch some YouTube clips. And I just went along with it. I'd never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you want to know who it was?
Yeah.
Carl Barron.
yeah. He's great, isn't he?
He was great.
Oh, yeah. He's very funny,
Very funny.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a laugh.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
I heard he died in an accident.
No,
he's
well and truly alive.
Oh, that was just
Mum
a wish.
Mum was giggling. You loved it, didn't you, Mum?
I thought he was very funny. When he was doing all the sounds.
Yes,
the sounds are good. Yeah, sounds and...
I'd never heard of him.
Yeah.
She's the only person in Australia that's never heard of Carl Barron.
But I'd never heard of Akmal either. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't heard of
Akmal. No, you hadn't heard of Akmal until I started working with
him. I'm funny too, Jen, but I'm more offensive and a bit more, you know, disturbed.
Well, Mum was actually going to bring in something for you, weren't you?
I was going to bring in a swear box for you.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's a big one.
At home.
Yes.
Yeah, I had one at home when the kids were young.
Oh, yeah. Did you really?
I did.
And
all the money went to charity.
So every time they swore, you put them in the box?
They had to put money in the box.
Oh,
and that
money.
Killed them. They hated that.
I thought you put Miss Coolin here in the box.
No, but we did go in a box, me and Alfie, one day.
Oh, that's right.
You?
So the first few months when we moved to the Central Coast, it was Wilkie's birthday. And to surprise Wilkie, Mum and Dad came over from Adelaide to surprise him. The kids didn't know that Mum and Dad were coming. They were at school.
Yes.
And so then because we'd just moved into this house, we had all these big boxes. So Mum and Dad said, why don't we surprise the kids by jumping out of one of these boxes?
Fantastic.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
So they actually hid in this box. Mum and Dad crouched down in this little box.
Yes.
And the kids came home from school.
So where's Gran?
And Rowan said, we've got a surprise for you. And there was this box. And the next minute we jumped out. And Wilkie, bless him, he said, did you travel all the way from Adelaide in that box?
Oh, yeah. You know, I guess, you know, this is a morbid thing to say, but we're all going to end up in a box.
Oh, we are. But that's probably, not a great thing to talk about.
Well, no, I'm going to continue. I would love to, Jan, do that trick, but... At my fake funeral,
there you go.
I would love to do that, just to listen to what people will say about me while I'm still here, and then pop out of the box and go, ha ha! I got that idea from Jan Coolin. Now we have Mandy's mum,
Jan Coolin.
Jan Coolin, yes, the very fabulous Jan Coolin. She's the closest thing to royalty that I've come in contact with. She's
I am British.
Well, you're British, and you're very you've got a regal sort of presence.
Thank you.
About you, and that's as close as they're going to allow me to be close to royalty. But you know, Jan. Every time we have a guest here that knows me, without fail, Mandy will ask them if they have dirt on me. I don't know why. Maybe her next job's going to be for a current affair or Murdoch. Maybe you're going to work for Murdoch.
The thing is, you've got some great stories and people have some great stories of hanging around with you.
So it's my turn now.
Okay.
I want to know if you have any embarrassing stories.
Oh, Mum, come on.
We have a good one, which is, it's okay for morning radio.
Okay.
Oh, anything's okay for morning radio. You haven't heard this show, obviously.
Yeah.
Mandy was about 14 and her first boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And
That you know of?
That I know of, And he played a sousaphone.
Which is a rather large brass
instrument.
It's
as tall as...
Owl.
Owl. Tall as owl. It's a massive, and it wraps around your body. It's a
It's just a big brass instrument you have to stand in.
Yeah. You do. You stand
and blow into it.
It's like a marching tuba thing. That they wear around.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. Yeah.
So he had a sousaphone. Because he had a sousaphone, he had a panel van.
Oh yeah.
Well, that immediately, you know.
I was happy with that.
No.
Oh yeah, but it's only for his sousaphone.
Well, yes, one would hope.
He's got a large sousaphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you blow it?
Well. I didn't have a go. No. Ignore him, Mum.
I'll ignore him.
No, I didn't mean anything. I'm just saying, did you have a go at it? That's all.
So anyway, she said being the good parents we were, we said, well, he has to come and see us. Bring him home first before he takes you out.
Yeah. Mm.
So doorbell goes. Mandy races to the door. And in the time that Mandy got to the door and brought him down, Alfie and I had put on clown's wigs and were sitting at the table with clown's wigs. And she's introducing her first boyfriend.
Embarrassed.
So embarrassed, weren't you, Mandy?
Yeah. I'm talking about the clown wigs with the bald head with the red that goes all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just reading the paper as if nothing's going on.
Did you do that because you don't like the instrument?
Yeah.
It's not your...
Just to make sure he knew, you know, and don't mess with
us. Clowns. Don't muck around.
Yeah, we're clowns.
That's a very scary thing.
He didn't last long. The guy was clearly, you know, mortified.
Yeah.
Very interesting story. Thank you for that.
That was actually quite good, Mum. I thought you were going to tell something really worse than that. I'm happy with that.
I was hoping for a bit more dirt, but that'll do for now.
It is morning radio.
Hello. I must be going.
This is the little song we play every day, Mum, when we must go. But before we go, Mum brought something in for you.
What?
Well, we're going to bring them into the studio now. Oh, tell Akma what you've done.
Oh. I made you some vegan cakes.
Really? Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Vegan chocolate cupcakes. Look at those.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jen.
They are definitely vegan.
I'm vegan, yes. I've been vegan for 6 years and I've been a vegetarian since I was 22.
Well, I've got vegan granddaughters, so I often make them.
Wow. Do you eat your granddaughters?
Sorry?
I don't
eat my
granddaughters. He's been naughty all day.
He's been very naughty, so I think the only thing for Akmal now is to go to the bathroom where you've got nothing to play with and just stand there and sulk.
Oh, nothing to... No, I beg to differ, Jan. There is something.
We'll talk about it after. Jan Coolen, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks,
lovely
Mum.
To have you in here.
Great fun.
If you missed anything on the show today, you can catch up, download the 2GO app. We've got to get out of here. Brownie's up next. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.